From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Emerald O'Brien. Missouri Governor Jay Nixon called lawmakers' attempt to cap welfare eligibility at 45 months misguided at a stop in Kansas City yesterday. As L. Moxley reports, Nixon has vetoed a bill that would cut 4,600 Missouri kids from the state's Temporary Assistance for Needy Families program next year.
Nixon accused lawmakers of punishing poor children in their zeal to cut the state's welfare rolls. He sent legislation that would reduce lifetime limits to 45 months and kick people not meeting work requirements off TANF back to the legislature. Nixon says children shouldn't be penalized because their parents fail to find jobs.
Now, when it comes to adults, we can all agree on the need for personal responsibility. But these are kids. What can a five-year-old do about that?
Nixon says if lawmakers want to cut benefits for adults, that's one thing. But he says they could divert TANF funds to an appointed guardian rather than cut children from the program entirely. Ellie Moxley, KCUR News.
Legislative negotiators are close to a consensus on how to fix issues with Missouri's flawed student transfer system. The current system requires failing districts to pay for students who choose to attend better-performing schools. The heart of the bill is a measure to require students to first switch to better buildings within their district, which might perform well even if the district as a whole struggles. That's aimed at keeping students and tuition dollars in their home district. The tentative agreement reached yesterday would delay implementing the full-scale plan as the State Board of Education works out how to gauge school quality by building. A final agreement is expected Monday, and that proposal will need approval from the full House and Senate. Senator Scott Sifton of St. Louis County is sponsoring a bill that could potentially alter regulations for infants at child care centers. The bill has been introduced to the House and looks to implement sleeping regulations for infants. The bill would require the removal of extra bedding, such as stuffed animals, blankets, and pillows. It also creates a sleeping strategy where babies must be laid on their backs on a firm surface. Nikki Reynolds is the owner and director of Columbia's End of the Rainbow Daycare Center. She says these regulations may be overstepping their boundaries.
I think it should be left up to the parents and their discretion of how they want their children sleeping.
Another potential issue the bill may cause is the banning of the use of bibs and cloth diapers, which Reynolds says many of the children at her facility use. The bill was designed to raise awareness and prevent sudden infant death syndrome, or SIDS. It is currently waiting to be heard on the House floor. The Missouri Supreme Court is conducting a study to help improve the practices and procedures of municipal courts throughout Missouri. Beth Riggard is the Communications Counsel for State Supreme Court. She says the court is taking the suggestions of the public and attorneys, but would not discuss what those changes may be until the court reaches a decision. Riggard says the public should address their comments to the clerk of the Supreme Court. The deadline for the public to mail in their suggestions is today. After reviewing the suggestions, the court will announce online if any changes regarding it or the municipal courts are made. I'm Emerald O'Brien, KBIA News, Columbia.